All right, welcome everybody. It's Michelle, and this is our opening half-day virtual retreat. I'm so excited because I've been teaching this material for goodness in the form of an opening under the banner of opening, because we call this opening today, for over a decade, and in other forms for much longer than that. But this is the first time ever that we're doing it as a half-day virtual retreat. And I'm so excited by how this allows us to really dive in, grasp it, run with it, and right before story freedom. It could not be better timing. So super excited about that. So let's begin. And also I have a really, well, a couple, but one is extra special announcement today. So we'll get there after Shavasana. We're gonna begin, let me see. Yeah, got it. I got your note. Thanks, Teresa. So we're going to begin as we always do in Shavasana. And as always, I suggest video privacy. So if you turn your videos off for this part, you can really dive in for yourself. Let go of the business world, let go of your family, let go of others around you right now, and just take this quiet place for yourself. Take this quiet place, take this quiet time, be present. So in Shavasana, we simply lie down and breathe. And the benefits are amazing, astronomical. Take the time to be comfortable. So you're lying down with your arms about 30 degrees away from the body, the legs a comfortable distance apart. Place support beneath your head and neck so that the chin is lower than the forehead. That helps the mind to become quiet. And if the low back is uncomfortable, you can bend the knees, place your feet on the floor, press your feet into the floor, lift the buttocks up and bring the flesh of the buttocks toward the heels. Then slide one leg out and then the other, and then relax the legs and see if the low back is comfortable now. If it's not, you can place the legs up on a chair or up on a couch. You could place a rolled blanket beneath the thighs. So whatever you need to do so that you are comfortable, aligned, at ease. If you haven't yet, softly close your eyes. And just be present, just feel the breath. Just feeling the breath, taking this time for yourself in Shavasana. I just had to send a little note. I've never ever done that before during Shavasana. So. Hope you're enjoying those few moments of silence. Scan the body for any tension. Just notice if you feel tension anywhere. And where you find tension, breathe into that spot and let it go. Relax the legs. Relax the hips, relax the torso, relax the arms and shoulders. Soften the throat. Soften all the tiny muscles of the face. Relax the cheeks, relax the jaw. Let the whole face be smooth like butter. Let the eyes sink back toward the back brain. This allows the mind to become quiet. Let the ears recede as well toward the back brain, so that ears and eyes recede, the senses withdraw. In the yoga tradition, that's pratyahara, withdrawal of the senses, go inward. And then let the mind focus on the movements of the breath. Take this time for yourself. Have you noticed the breath yet today? Notice this breath. What's it like? Be aware. And if you find the mind wandering, as mind will, gently, without judgment, bring your focus back to the breath. Find ease here. And then knowing that soon you'll be coming out of Shavasana, we're just starting in a quiet meditation. And we'll be coming out soon. You can either be seated or lying down. We'll just spend another couple breaths here, gathering our energy, taking this quiet time for yourself, last few breaths, video privacy for this first part. So it's just you. And then allow the breath to deepen. Move in any way that feels good to you. Do you know what you want right now? What does your body want? Move like that, wiggling the fingers and toes, whatever feels good. Do you know what feels good? Bend the knees. You're on your back, bend your knees and roll onto the right side. Support your head. If you're in a seated meditation, just stay where you are. Feel the breath. Softly open the eyes. And then press yourself up to sitting and return to our virtual circle whenever possible, camera on, so that we can be present together. Just one pointed focused attention. Welcome back. There are more of you here than at the beginning of the Shavasana. It's so great to see you arriving. Welcome back. And I told you that I have a special announcement to make today. Very special announcement. We'll make that in just a minute, but I'd love to hear in this Shavasana, this meditative moment that we'll be able to start with. Sometimes there are 10,000 things that we don't like, but there's one thing that we love, and what we focus on expands. So whatever distracted your mind, don't worry about it. Whatever pulled you in a different direction, what did you love about this quiet breath, this quiet moment today? We would like to share before my special announcement, Wendy, you're up first. Thank you.
It was really interesting. I think one of my favorite things is, like, now that I've been doing this as a practice, I'm starting to see the more nuanced level, right, of what I'm feeling. And as I was trying to invite my body to relax, like, the excitement couldn't contain itself. Like, I could feel the energy pulsing through different, like, in my tongue, I could feel the energy, like, pulsing. And then I just was like, okay, we're excited. Like, that's great. And this is our new normal. So, and, like, I was able to just help it calm down. It's really cool.
So good, Wendy. I love it. And, you know, that nuanced level, we've been talking about that, you and I, Wendy, just, you know, from body, what is my body? My body says something, you know, to actually being able to see and feel what's going on in our bodies and what changes for us then in our companies, in our lives, everything around us, the world shifts when we can do that. And then also, yes, that this our state of being, Wendy, so much has been rolling for you, like excitement. And then Shavasana can bring balance. So if we're like balancing, you and you guys have seen me like that, you know, bouncing off the walls, but I'm so excited, right? And Shavasana will bring that calm. And if we don't have energy, it will, you know, stop the distractions that maybe are leaking energy and allow us to come back to center. So I love that. Thank you. I'm a little bit bouncing off the walls today because of my special announcement. But first I want to hear from one more of you. Thank you, Wendy. Who would like to share now? Heidi. I'm so excited I can't even speak. Heidi, go ahead.
That sounds great. A lot has been happening, you know, up-leveling for me, which has been very exciting. And my mind is, I think, sometimes, well, not so fast. Wait, what's going on? So this is a change. This is different. What's going on with you? Why are you changing? No, come back. And so the a thought that came through was like, the mind was like, well, no, you know, maybe you're not enough for this, you know, like all this stuff. And in that moment, you were speaking about, you were guiding us about breath, just breathing. And it was as if, I'm getting emotional, it was as if my breath spoke to me. And my breath said, I'm coming in, and yes, you are enough. Here I am reminding you, yes, you are. Here I breathe me in, breathe me in. You are. And I was like, thanks, breath.
Oh, that is so beautiful. I've got those chills running through me. You know that when I have that, that's like a deep truth spoken. And there are no accidents. The universe comes in to support us. And just when the thought's coming up, you know, not enough for this, because things are rolling so fast, so much change, so much opening, that my words come in right at the right moment for you. There are no accidents, right? For the breath to be there to support. The breath is always there with us. It's always there with us. And so we can return and return and return to the breath and find that presence again. And from that presence, it's not like we achieve enoughness. It's always already there. We just have to notice it. It's our birthright. We don't have to like aspire to it. One day I'll be worthy. We stop and we breathe and we notice that it's already been there. If you can, you heard that, Dawn. I saw you hearing that. And others too. Awesome. Anything else wanting to be said about Shavasana? All right. Thank you so much. Well, welcome to our opening half-day virtual retreat. And let me just have my phone here for a reason, but I want to put it away so it's not flashing things at me. All right. So the title of today's half-day virtual retreat is simply opening. And opening is one of our five component parts of the Inner Story Mastery. The Inner Story Mastery series. And that series, you might not see this written anywhere anymore. We used to in the early days when Marie first came, for instance. But the name that we give this whole inner series that spread throughout the year is Allow. And opening is the O in the word Allow. It's an acronym. And each one of these core trainings gives us access to a shift in our inner world story, gives us access to something so much bigger, so much more beautiful, so much more than we ever imagined. And so today is opening, and I'm super, super excited to do this with you in a half-day virtual retreat. Like I say, I've taught this material for many, many years, first time like this in a half-day virtual retreat, and I'm super excited by what we can bring together with this. So without further ado, there's other announcements too, but my most important special announcement, I would love to welcome Diane to our circle. Yes, thank you. Actually, let's welcome her royally, all right? Sound like you're already welcoming, right? But on the count of three, let's unmute. And Marnie, thank you. And Teresa, I know that you need to have video privacy today. Thank you for that. You know, like, it's fine. I'm so glad you're here. And Mary Kay, when you're, I hope all is well with your the trip to the vet and the puppies and everything, you know, and I know that you are also welcoming Diane when you see this. So thank you, Marnie, for popping on to actually welcome. So on the count of three, let's all unmute. Diane, I didn't tell you I was going to do this. They've all been through it. It's nice to be welcomed, right? On the count of three, let's unmute and really welcome Diane to our Love Your Words, Love Your Life community. Ready? One, two, three.
Welcome, Diane.
Glad you're here.
Welcome.
Glad you're here.
Thank you.
Diane, how did that feel?
Oh, very wonderful.
Good. I usually have you guys in gallery mode. I'm actually, because you're down in my lower left corner, in a rare moment, I'm going to switch to speaker mode. I like seeing you all, but I'm going to switch to speaker mode so I can see you, Diane. And so this, of course, is my first announcement. I'm so glad you're here, Diane. We're all so glad you're here. And what I love to do when someone has leapt among us, it's really wonderful to catch some of that leaping energy, you know, because we all want to take leaps in our lives. We're all taking leaps all the time. Heidi, you're talking about taking leaps so much that it's like some part of you going like, whoa, right? Because things move so quickly when we're in this community, right? And Diane, you just took a huge leap yesterday evening, right? You know, not much more than 12 hours ago, right? So you might be feeling anything. Just know that in this room, you're not alone, myself included. You might be feeling like wonderful, terrible, what am I doing here? Like, help, you know, overjoyed, like anything of the above. But it's a really wonderful thing. And there's no requirement that you do so, but I'm gonna encourage you. And there's all words are welcome. There's no wrong answers here. It could be any of those emotions, any of those things. But again, so that we can feel some of that leaping energy and tap into it for ourselves as well. I would love if you would share with all of us, you know, what it is that made you leap, what brought you here. So again, so that we can tap into that, if we're in a life of opening, we all want that. Something inside you made you say yes to yourself. Anything you say is welcome. You don't have to say anything, but it's an opportunity.
An opportunity, thank you. I feel like I've been living in a gray zone with kind of no emotions for quite a few years. And realizing that's not the way to live. So when I talked to Michelle last night, it's like, I need to make a change. I need to start digging deeper because the superficial isn't getting me anywhere. Mm. I want to be able to feel.
Mm. Thank you, Diane. Thank you. I've got those chills running through me. I'm going to go back to gallery mode. I want to be able to see all of you. Those words were succinct, to the point, real. You can feel how real they are, right? And I just want you to know you're not alone in this room. Anybody ever had a gray day, a gray feeling? Thank you. Hands going up around the room, knowing that there's more, knowing that, you know, by the time I get to the end of my life, I want it to have been all that it can be. Yeah, gray years. Thank you, Wendy. And from the beginning of the call, look like so much rolling for you now, right? So much rolling. Diane, welcome. And you are not alone. Thank you for your vulnerability and sharing. Yeah, it's a really, really deep dive. And yesterday, one of the things we were talking about, the details are yours to tell, but I'm just gonna say, we did an exercise, door number one and door number two, didn't we? Right? Many have experienced that, and how deeply you experience that, and you here are speaking, is it from door number one or door number two?
I'm heading to door number two.
Absolutely, and your words came from door number two. So beautiful, thank you. All right, that was, so profound. Diane, are you okay if I open it up to the others just to see what something that they heard for themselves? Because every single person in the room took a leap because you shared. I know that to be true. I'm looking around the room. Are you okay if I ask them what they gained from hearing you? Thank you for that as well. That's courage to, you know, you're just meeting everybody. I know you know Yvonne, right? Mm-hmm. So get to know the others. Amazing, heart-centered souls, right? I'd love to hear from at least one of you something that you gained as you were listening to Diane's words about the gray zone, about something more, about not the way to live, that it's time to dig deeper. What did you hear for you, Wendy? Thank you.
I feel like what you shared helped me to see more clearly my ideal client as well, and to have the courage to invite them to take a leap and to fill.
Thank you. It's leaps for ourselves and it's leaps for the people we help too, right? And then Wendy, I just want to ask you, your ideal client, does she have anything at all to do with you? Just saying, because I know you know, right?
Does Diane have anything to do with me?
What's that?
Does Diane have anything to do with my ideal client?
No, I mean, I'm just going to come out and say, your ideal, I think you'll give me, I got your permission, Wendy, thank you. Our ideal client is a version of ourselves, right? It's that person that we're helping. It's sometimes like an earlier version of ourselves. Sometimes it's like 5 minutes ago. Sometimes we're just like one breath ahead. So is it something that you've seen in yourself as well before, Wendy?
Absolutely. I can so relate to exactly, like that's what brought me into a community like this. And then into this community was tired of being numb. I just didn't feel anything. And felt dead. I was living, but I was dead.
Yeah. And you know, when I hear those words, Wendy, it's like talking about another lifetime. Like you're in such a different place now, right? And so thank you for that. Thank you. Anything else wanting to be said? Diane, thank you for this opening for everybody at the opening of our opening series, Heidi and then Marie. Because, you know, when we share and when we share from the heart, when we share vulnerably, it touches other people. We share our stories. It touches our souls, and then we're connected already. Diane, you might not know that yet. And I'm just trusting in your courageousness, and I'm looking at your face and trusting your yes. And thank you for that. Yeah, so Heidi.
Yeah. The word courage has now been used a number of times. And that is, for me, that is a core value of mine. And so when you spoke it, it really resonated for me. You, not just because you demonstrated it, you did it. It wasn't your telling it, it was your doing and how you showed up here. And your joining us now is a full demonstration to me. For this, what you are doing would have been so confronting for me to leap into a group that's already met before, and coming in as the new person and putting yourself out there as authentically and powerfully and courageously as you did, it was, wow, that's what courage looks like. And I could just look at it and embrace it and admire it and recognize it and ask myself, well, look, Diane did it. Where does it show up for me? Mm. And you're doing that. I just was just so powerful. I'm already grateful that you've joined us.
Heidi, thank you so much. Diane, I hope you heard even part of that. You know, I know it's a lot of emotion running in the room, right? I hope you heard part of that. And I will say one thing of what I said. Again, the details are yours to share, not mine. But I will say one thing that I said, and that's like, you're about to meet amazing heart-centered souls. Be ready to receive. I might not have put it in those words. I hope you just received those words. Yeah. Welcome to day one. Welcome to the first few minutes, right? among us, Diane. Marie. Thank you, Heidi. Beautiful Marie.
I'm just by hearing Diane's brief and potent description of why, how I don't think you could be in a better place. Like, this is an amazing group. Michelle is an incredible mentor. And for the years that I've been part of this group, my life has transformed so many times over that I just want to say you've really landed in the right place. And I'm grateful you've said yes. I'm grateful everyone here has said yes. It's just an amazing experience to be in a group like this.
Thank you, Marie. I got those chills again. Yeah. Thank you to Diane for saying yes to yourself. Thank you. Each of you has said yes to yourself. You know, I needed to say yes to see you, to know that you exist and that all of us would be gathered here. So it's our yeses that brought us together. Thank you for those yeses to yourself so we can do this profound work together. Welcome, Diane, to the Love Your Words, Love Your Life community. You are in the right place. Welcome back, everyone, in case that ignited something in your soul again in hearing that. Isn't it beautiful to hear that leap? All right. Oh, goodness. Okay. A couple other announcements. I wonder if my printer actually printed it off. I'm gonna go over it. I don't usually do this, but I've got them over here on my computer. So for those of you who weren't here before the recording, my printer, I printed off my notes beforehand and then was about to put them, but one of the cartridges was empty. So I replaced the cartridge and then another cartridge was empty as well. I think that's the first time I've had two empty cartridges. So I'm appreciating my printer and my newly cartridgeized printer. and my announcements are beside me. All right. So a couple public service announcements, upcoming Love Your Words dates. So Diane, you might not have this in your inbox yet, but you can get them on your calendar. And don't worry, there's a recording of this. And don't worry, these will be in your inbox and they'll be accessible other ways as well. So if you don't scroll them all down right now, don't worry, all right? But we have another half day virtual retreat, which is the W in Allow, having a big Y, W for Y. That's Thursday, December 2nd, same timing, 12:30 till 4. Quantum Leaps, we don't always have so many virtual retreats, but we do, uncharacteristically, this coming month. Quantum Leaps is Thursday, December 9th, same timing. And then we have a full day retreat, Marketing as Story, Thursday, December 16th, 10 till 4. And I'm so happy about this because, Diane, you're coming to us at just the right time because this one was postponed because of my parents' death this summer. And so there could not be a better time to be doing Marketing as Story as we're entering into the new year. What would it be like to know how to bring exactly the right people to you? That's what Marketing as Story is about. We have a full day deep dive. This is a brand new workshop. We've been teaching it. Oh, thank you, Yvonne. They're in the chat. We've been teaching it in different places through the community, but this dedicated day is the first. We've brought this in for you. So we have it all gathered under one roof and to launch you off for the new year. All right. We also have, so again, so much to serve and support you. Story Freedom Live next week, November 16th to 18th. I sure hope all of you are registered. If you are, please make sure you register. Please do it today. Reminders for the event are only being sent out to those who have registered. So to find out what's going on with Story Freedom and to gain access to it, you need to register. It's at storyfreedomretreat.com. It's going to be in the chat in just a moment. And you can use the promo code SFNOV2021. Just for those of you in the community, all right? And a reminder for those of you who are registered or do register today, there is a Jumpstart call Friday tomorrow at 11:30 Mountain Time till 12:45. So again, lots to serve and support you. Please put the big rocks in your calendar first. Every single one of these trainings, they're different. They work synergistically together. Every single one of them will help you achieve like what Heidi was talking about, like everything's moving so fast. I'm like some part of my insides have to catch up. And he's talking about too. And the leap that we saw in Diane today, all of that happens through the synergistic combination of these things, all right? Just a reminder, we have for the very first time in the 12 years of this community, we've never done this before. And the Story Bring a Friend contest. and the details of the contest. We really want people to benefit from this work and truly embrace our empowering story. So we've brought in a competition, a contest to bring in a little fun and healthy competition. Now, we are such a cooperative group. In fact, one of you reached out to me and said, well, can I do something for the group? I want to do this. And I'm like, yeah, but if you did that, actually it would harm you. You know, like there's something in that that's going to harm you. So like, yes, go serve and support everybody, but don't harm yourself in the process, right? It's such a cooperative, such a giving group that like adding this one dash of competition for the very first time ever, I would not have even been able to hold the space for that years ago because I'm built cooperatively as well. But Heidi, I hope you don't mind if I point to you and what happened last time. You don't mind if I share that? Yeah, like just tears, you know, and the unfortunately negatively competitive place that had happened before. This probably happened to all of us, and this is such a heart-centered group. There's so much cooperation, so much upliftment here. What if we learn to heal those competitive wounds that have happened before, or those bumps into you, and actually play with this? And so we have a couple of the benefits of the Bring a Friend contest have shifted, have grown since we last met. So you can bring a friend for $97. It's a saving of $200. They can use the code SFFriend. They get $200 off. It's in the chat. And any of you, if you bring two or more guests to Story Freedom, we enter you into a raffle to receive 45 minutes of coaching one with me. And my day now goes, it's $12,000. And if any of you have had that private coaching with me, you know what happens when we do that private coaching. Things move really quickly. And then also for the person who own, let me see. Yes, right. For any additional individuals you bring to Story Freedom, you'll get an extra entry in the raffle. Right. So if you bring three people, you get two entries into the draw. You bring four people, you get three entries into the draw. Again, this is super, super new for us. We've never, ever done this before. And then watch how you're playing. Watch what's coming up for you, right, as you're playing. And then also, just because it came up in a conversation, it's not even in the notes here that Amy gave me. So I don't know if I even explained it to Amy, but so there's a draw. Somebody will win, whoever's got those two people, whoever's bringing two people to Story Freedom. And gets into the draw, but also then whoever ends up bringing the most number of people, I'm going to add another 45 minutes to that. So it's an hour and a half of deep dive coaching. And that could be your monetizer message. People have said, you know, save 6 months off their journey. What is it that we need to pinpoint for you with some more time to dig in? So, so we designed it for win-win-win. Of course, I would love to meet your friends. If there's somebody who should be in that room, I don't know when we're next going to do Story Freedom. I hope we're going to do it virtually. Right now, my intention is to do it maybe next fall again. I'm not sure. Maybe I'll decide to do it live. Maybe this won't happen again. I don't really know. And so if you have a friend you know could benefit from this, please invite them. And also it starts on Tuesday, but do not think it's too late to invite people. I had this editor myself. I almost didn't invite Yvonne, because it was really close and it was a really live event and she's busy. I knew her because she was my managing director at eWomen. I just knew it could benefit her. I almost didn't call her. It's like, why bother? She'll probably say no. That was in 2014 and she hasn't, and she's stayed ever since, you know? So whether your friend comes just for Story Freedom, it'll be life-changing, or there's another way that we can serve them. It's win-win-win. It also lets you have somebody in your life in on the journey with you. So much shifts and changes on this campus. To have people in your life who are in the know is priceless. And again, this opportunity won't come around, my guess is, for at least another year. So don't think it's too late. Have fun, just watch how you're playing, because we'll also debrief on the other side about what is happening as we, because if we're afraid of competition, if we have to only push it away, if we think it's bad, then we live in a world that competes, and sometimes not in a good way, sometimes not, you know, it's, you know, icky. When we can transform that energy in our lives, everything shifts. And so, you know, we've bumped into things before about it. So, you know, use the opportunity and then bring your questions about it next time we meet in one of our upcoming workshops. All right, let me see. I think that's it for announcements. We have a couple of questions on deck that I'm gonna dive into. So, let me see. And Marnie is asking, will the video be available after? I'm pretty sure, yeah, I'm not in charge of that part of the company. Amy is, so I'm pretty sure it's available after. I think we make that available after. Let me see. Yvonne, will you do me the favor of just asking Amy, can we please make the video available after? Because I expect that it is. But okay, yeah, thanks, Yvonne. I'm just like pretty sure that it is. Okay. Any questions about, that's a lot, like what's here to support you? Logistics of things coming up. A huge welcome to Diane and all that opened from that. Openings from Shavasana, lots of things on the table here. Anything wanting to be said before we go forward? I just want to make sure there isn't energy hanging before we move on. All good? Okay. Yeah, Wendy.
Can I share the message, the text message I sent you?
Yes, absolutely. You go for it. It's beautiful.
So I've been really interested in numbers lately and what the repeating numbers mean, because they show up in my life a lot. And today it's 11/11. Did you guys know that? It's November 11th. So I Googled and I said, what does 11/11 mean? And it says an indicator of a new beginning. And I think it's so perfect that we have a person who leapt in to teach us all that energy of leaping and what it looks like to have a new, like, thank you for contributing a new beginning into the community, Diane.
I love it. Got those chills again. Thank you, Wendy. Awesome. I think I my mind will be hanging over here. And if I don't ask this question, so I want to do this, it's nowhere in my notes. But I've been thinking about what happened on our last call, Heidi, and how much move for you in that entertaining of the competition. And can I share as well how you ended at the end, which is so unlike your past, right? It's like going from like, I can't do competition because that's, you know, gonna harm people or whatever, to like, oh, now I wanna win. it was like childlike delight, you know, it was just so sweet. And then you could have been on any journey since then. So I'd just love to open it just for a minute and see what's happened, because that was profound what happened last time.
It really was. And I mean, there was a real ripple effect too, because I looked at the stories I was telling myself about that whole experience and elementary school and saying, what stories am I continuing? Like, I'm continuing that story of, you know, competition is bad and, you know, made my classmate cry and it, you know, like it, old stuff. And like, where else is that just like replaying in the background? And so that's what came forward as a result of that. And, you know, even in playing games, I don't enjoy game playing because I don't like that somebody's going to win and someone's going to lose and that whole thing. And, you know, so it was really interesting that coming out of that conversation to say, I'm going to take a fresh look at this. I'm just going to look at this clean slate, like just what's going on. And what came up, as you said, was this, like, I couldn't believe what was coming out of my mouth. Like, you know, like, I want to win. I gave myself permission in that moment to actually, like, even if I had the thought at some point, like, did I say that out loud? And I did. And so, and I've been in absolute action around it. I mean, I've invited like 50 people to this thing. And I was like, and everyone was telling me, I can't, I'm this, I'm that, what time is it? And I'm like, okay. And I want you to know, and it's okay if they can't, but I want you to know that I thought I'm going to be fully authentic in this and I'm not going to have any shame attached to this. And I put in my invitation to everyone, the more people I bring in, I want to win. I said what I'm going to win, and I said if I win, and then I put in parentheses with a little smiley when I win. This is the prize, and I want the prize. So everyone, you know, if you can, it would be amazing if you could. And people are writing back to me, you know, oh, I'm so sorry, I can't because. I want you to win. And I'm just, whatever happens, I'm just feeling good. I'm just loving it. I'm just loving that energy of they're rooting for me. Like, that was what I had lost in giving up competition, is giving people the opportunity to cheer me on. So it's like, oh, that feels really good. That feels really, really good. And I hadn't given myself that gift before. And now I'm receiving this gift without realizing I was going to get that gift. I just thought they're going to sign up where they want to sign up. I really hope they sign up. But I didn't expect, I can't, but good luck. I hope you win.
So beautiful. And everything translates right over to your company, right over to your business, right? What is it to invite somebody? What does it feel like? What happens if they say yes or they say no? It's like committed, yes, but not attached, right? I'm committed to your growth, but I'm not attached to what answer it is, right? And you know, all of that, like so much learning and carrying these stories that you didn't even know you were carrying. And what of, like, if the sentence inside you is, I am not allowed to win, then what happens to your business? You know, like, right? So well done. I love it. I didn't, again, this is nowhere in my notes, but it just, how we were talking brought this to mind, and it was so profound for you last time, Heidi. So I'm so excited to hear that. And the other person that I want to turn to in this, and then we're already, you know, we're already diving into the material for opening without even knowing it. And I'll circle back around and you'll see it. All right. We're already deep into the material. I'll explain what it is in a little bit. But the other person I'd love to turn to in this is Marnie, because Marnie, you have a competitive background. And so how has this been for you, even just, you know, hearing Heidi about it, hearing what she's saying right now, and you know, for better or for worse, like what's moving inside you or in and around competition? Because again, huge competitive background, right? And give them like the 10 second version of that or 20 second version so they understand what I'm pointing to.
Yeah, so I just, you know, was active in sports for many, many years, and competing at the, you know, provincial and national and international level. And that was part of who I was always. So competition has been part of my life, sometimes negatively and most of the time.
And you know what, I'm going to stop you right there, Marnie, because can you, and I can't help myself. So do you see how quickly she just kind of glossed over that? Just like Heidi saying, I can't own that I want to win, but when I do, all this comes to me. And some part of you, Marnie, is like, oh yeah, it sounded like, yeah. And I, you know, painted my nails yesterday. And then I don't know, like it wasn't even given that energy. Like sometimes I painted my nails yesterday, you know, it's kind of like, oh no, I picked up a piece of dirt off the carpet. I was competing internationally. Like, can't you hear, like, that's the level at which you're saying it? Owning it. And who you are and what you've done. And then the competitive part of it may be part of what's having you disown that. So will you just say that again and give us, you know, a sentence about what you competed at the international level?
So I belonged to a traveling soccer club that competed in the world national or world games, world masters games for 5 times. And we went to Australia twice and Edmonton. And so for those of you that don't know, that's just the city up the street from me. And then
Diane lives, by the way.
Yeah. Okay. And then we won gold in Turin, Italy in 2013. So that was sort
stop
of
there, you know, like, oh, stop, Marnie. It's about how we tell our stories. I know we're getting to opening, but opening is about this too. Like, what's our energy about, right? So will you just say that again and then stop?
So we won gold in 2013 in Turin, Italy.
Okay, and can we do what we did for Diane? Okay, so say it again and everybody unmute when you hear her say that, and let's celebrate for her, okay? Because we've never ever done this for Marnie the whole time she's been here, all right? So go ahead, Marnie, and then get ready. Everyone ready? Okay, go, Marnie, go ahead.
We won gold in Italy.
Oh, yay! Yay!
But interestingly, outside of my soccer group,
I'm not going to stop you, Tim. I'm just like, yeah, there's that. And then you're still.
Yeah. No, well, I'm a bit emotional. So thank you for that, because most of my family and friends downplayed it. It was like, you know, 50 plus years of seeking that medal. And people just sort of like, oh, well, whatever. And so to hear you guys treated as valuable is very powerful.
Yeah. And so, Marnie, you know what? Sometimes those naysayers, the ones who haven't helped us along the way, we don't need them to be around us. They get lodged in our heads. The way you said that before didn't come, and look at all the hearts around the page, like this around the screen, right? The way you said that didn't come from the deepest part of you. It came from them. Do you know what I'm saying? So this time we won't cheer. This time we won't cheer. We're just going to meet it with a couple seconds of silence, all right? Just honoring it. Will you say it again? And I know I'm going back and back there. But will you say it again? What you actually did. And in the way that, imagine that you're bragging on Yvonne, or you're boasting about Dawn, or, you know, you're boasting about, you know what, you're bragging on your mom, who I know, right? Or somebody else that you dearly love or have loved. How would you say it for them? And then we're not going to cheer. We're just going to notice it. So will you just say it again, and then don't say anything more for just a couple of breaths.
So I'll direct this to Heidi. Heidi, I got up, I showed up, I put in the work, and it resulted in a gold medal that I cherish.
Marnie, thank you. I have never heard you say that before. I've heard you say it. I've never heard you say it before. And that can go right on stage. But don't do it for that. Do it for you. It's just a spin-off effect. You can tell that story from stage or to other people. Do it for you. Thank you. Yeah. I just knew that there was something important to follow up here. I just knew it. I just trusted my heart. Marnie, whatever else you're going to say, like, I think that was what you were going to say, but I don't want to cut off the other piece of what you wanted to say. Thank you for that. So, and yes, that's courage. Thank you for that. Yes. So Marnie, what else would you like to say about that amazing experience?
So just that when competition is approached properly, it brings out the best in us. It brings out what we value and why, and how we can connect to others, and what's important and what's not. So through sports, I had to learn a lot of when you protect your team and when you push and when you step down and work for the betterment of the others around you. And so I see competition not as negative but as building.
I've said before, there's such wisdom, there's such grace, there's such generosity, there's so much in this community. This is one beautiful example, Marnie. Like, you have much to teach us about competition, right? Thank you for that. And then also for yourself in owning it. And there's like chats blowing up with beautiful things. So save the chat afterwards and read it over, right? Really good. Marie, go ahead.
A couple of things come to mind. One of them is with Marnie sharing the reminder about sharing your dreams with the dream enablers. It's like sharing your wins with the win enablers. And this is a community that can really hold us as we grow and have these amazing experiences. Like, honestly, my experience is not every person in my life is able to hold my expansion. So being in a place where I can be as big as I can possibly be here and let her shine, that's priceless. So that's part one.
Three. Beautiful. What's part two?
Part two is listening to Heidi talking about competition and trying, like, getting, encouraging other people to join Michelle's event. But what I'm realizing is that kind of energy can translate into encouraging people to join my event. And I'm just having an experience of that right now because I finished doing this 3-day Facebook Live series and people are posting in the Facebook group that I offered it in. It's like, oh, this is so great and la, la, la. And every time somebody posts, I decided I'm going to say, I hope I see you in one of my masterclasses. And people are going, yeah, yeah, I will. But a lot of folks are telling me they wouldn't join if I hadn't actually said something to them, inviting them in personally.
Right.
It just sort of clicked. It's like, oh, it's actually a good thing to do that, not like the slick salesman thing. It's just like it's an honoring thing to suggest to somebody your next step could be coming to a masterclass. So yes. I'm excited about that.
Fantastic, Marie. Yes, we need to ask. We're actually helping them. It's not a disservice. And then this connects with the high ticket virtual retreat. Everything that we do all year long is connected, is interconnected, right? We come to that in this early beginning of February, something like that. And the recordings are there for you. You can listen to previous years if you want to get that right away, right? So at the high ticket virtual retreat, we learn how to invite people in, right? So everything you're doing, that's why I wanted to put this friendly competition in front of you guys. And like, I know there's always exactly the right people in the room. It's always meant to be. It's always beautiful. And we had an opportunity. We had an opportunity. And what one of you wanted to do is take that competitive field and turn it into cooperation because it's what we're so used to and it's what we're so good at. But we already have a competitive game that we do with the High Ticket Virtual Retreat. We have that learning in a different part of the campus. So I'm like, no, let's stay with this because as we stay, there's more that we can learn. And if we had not stayed with this, we wouldn't have been hearing what we heard from Heidi, what we heard from Arnie, what we heard from Marie, what we heard from so many of you, right, Wendy, across the board, you know? And I see in your faces as well. Whew, great stuff. Thank you. All right. Anything else bubbling up wanting to be shared? Okay. Great work. Jot down, take, like, that's so much. So much has been moving in this room, a lot of energy. Just take 30 seconds to jot down your biggest aha. And always, Lena, not does this apply? Well, that's Michelle's talking about Marnie. It's not really about me. I didn't see anybody doing that in the room, you know, but not does this apply? How does this apply to me? What's your biggest aha for you? Just take a few moments and jot it down. Capture that thought. Okay, thank you. All right. We have a couple of questions posted for this week. And you can always, there's many ways to get your questions answered, as you know, or you might not, Diane might not know yet, but there's many ways to get your questions answered. We've got a Facebook group. You can post your questions there for the calls that we have. You can lean in with each other in connection calls. You can find each other through the Facebook group. You'll be led into that group soon. Amy probably hasn't got to it yet, Diane, but she will soon. You can tag a question in the Facebook group and then text me, let me know it's there. And I can go in and answer it there or I'll answer it on the next call. There's so many ways to get your questions answered, right? And so Wendy posted a few questions for today. So I wanna dive into those questions right now. So she says, I have two groups of people enrolled in two different programs currently. What can I do to gather testimonials about their experiences in these programs? Don't you love that we just got the answer to that and what Marie was talking about? The universe conspires to support us. A live life as a reverse paranoid, right? So, because where did we just hear the answer? What's the very first thing you need to do? Y'all heard it from Marie.
Ask.
Ask them. ask them. And this is a case of shoemaker's kids have no shoes. We sometimes have gathered testimonials and we hear outrageously wonderful stories like we have in this room and things moving so quickly, right? And then we don't stop as a company and gather those stories as often or as systematically as we should. I mean, we hear, oh, my company doubled this month and then it doubled again. And then we look at all kinds of things that happen. Conversation with somebody that I haven't had in 30 years or whatever it is, you know, and I feel heard and listened to you like never before. I think of you, Don, you've said that so many times here, right? We don't always gather those as we ought. So, but we have sometimes. And the first thing to do is ask them. You got to ask. Make it easy. Got to make it easy. Will you please give me a, you know, 3-hour testimonial about something I don't know exactly what and hand it in tomorrow? Make it easy for them. Whatever you can do to make it easy, that's what you want to do. If you have a very specific thing that you're asking for the testimonial for, and even like what it is that you would, you can even give suggestions in testimonials, right? We did that actually this week, I think, with one of you. It's like, wow, would you mind if we shared that? You said something really beautiful. It was like directly to me, but can we share that, right? So asking. And then sometimes they've had a win in a particular area. So ask them, can they talk about that particular thing? And you can remind them about what's happened. And then teach them story structure. So testimonials is just a form of story and we learn about it in different parts of the community, but a really quick shorthand, we can do even more than this, but a really quick shorthand to give them is then now how. What was it like then? What's it like now? How did it happen? All right. And we'll hear some stories at Story Freedom and you can hear how those stories go as well. So, and the more detailed they can be, the more it will land for people. So people say wonderful things here all the time, you guys do, but I choose things that I say in talks because people can immediately access it. So, I'm thinking of, you know, Mary Kay's not here right now, but when Mary Kay has a win in Shavasana, is really fun to listen to, isn't it? Because it's like, I can feel the other side of my face in a different way, or like, it's like such nuanced detail. And and then something shoots ahead in her business, right? But those testimonials, they can be shared in-house. So you guys are all nodding and you get it, right? Like, well, at least lots of nods around the room. But if I put that out there and decorate the door with it, some of you have been saying that recently too in Shavasana too, different things. Like I felt, you know, the skin of my scalp for the first time. If I put as a testimonial, my student felt the skin of her scalp, people go, what? You know, right? Until they're inside the party. So let them know, you know, the more concrete and specific it is, and keep your audience in mind. Who are they talking to? What is it they're going to be able to hear? It's why you hear me tell Katie's story over and over again, because it's really accessible to people. She met all her annual goals in 3 months. Many more things happened to Katie, but probably even more important to her than those things, right? But that's what people can hear. So I choose that story. So ask, make it easy. Teach them some, at least a basic story structure. Then how can you can start with that? Give rewards for it. You can give rewards. I mean, don't pay people to give a testimonial, right? I wouldn't pay people to give a testimonial, although maybe you can do that. I don't know. But you can reward people. So we've done that like at Influence Through Story. There's a competition you can enter and we'll enter your name for a prize. And one of the things you need to do is go leave a testimonial. And if people want to win the prize, they can get their name entered in a draw. So that can be a nice thing to do, right? And, you know, people are going to leave what they really think, what they really believe, but it's one way to encourage people to do that. Have a success panel. So you'll see some stories again at Story Freedom next week. And so when you have an opportunity where people can share their stories and then record it, and then you've got them in this company again, I think of, you know, Jamie telling her story a year ago that her company doubled and then it doubled and then doubled again, I think it was over 3 months. I don't know where we put that story again. I'm just so busy coaching. Shoemaker's kids have no shoes, right? We haven't always gathered those. Make sure you gather them better than we do. Put them in one place. Amy's much better at that than I am, so that you can access them later. I had students at a retreat years ago spontaneously all record testimonials for me. It was really, and they handed it to me. And then I think I moved or something like that. And I don't know where those testimonials went bad. You know, my bad, right? So be better at that than I was. and cherish those stories. And, you know, I was so touched. I was so moved. And I'm like, oh my goodness, where did that jump drive go? You know, so gather them, right? So that was question one. Hopefully that gives you a starting place, Wendy. And then question two. My heart seeks to understand more about masculine and feminine energies and see more clearly the both and divine dance between the two. I would love to hear your thoughts, and I'm open to any resources you would suggest to help me fulfill this desire of my heart. And Wendy, you and I have been talking about this in private sessions, right? So I'm just going to give one piece of it, you know, archetypally masculine, archetypally feminine, competition, cooperation, where does it land? Right? So archetypally feminine cooperation, I'm not saying only women can cooperate, but if you had to label it, you all knew which one was going to get labeled, right? Historically, culturally, right? And then competition, more seen in the male sphere, right? And so one of the ways we're doing that, we are doing that. So much works cooperatively here. Our world works in a lot of competition, works in a lot of, you know, other negatively competitive ways and so on, right? But what if we could embrace the positive side of that? And so looking for some of those opposites, cooperation and competition, and actually embracing both. And then this happens in more subtle ways too. Like if you've got a life partner, male or female, right? If you're, you know, it doesn't have to be, gender is so much more fluid than it was understood to be when I was a kid, right? And so it's not even, there's masculine and feminine, and there's, you know, there's genders now, right? There's a whole range. And so, and there can be in a self-defined woman, archetypally male characteristics and so on. I'm not trying to overcomplicate it. What I'm trying to say is become aware of it. And then it might be we could say that Marnie was trained in a traditionally competitive masculine way. We could say that I had that training as well at the university, because those are, you know, male dominated areas, you know. And so can I embrace the best of that? And even see what it is and not shy away from it? And can I see how those energies work together? And then can I also know that for me, like it's a spectrum. And so when my daughter's oldest friend announced that he was transgender and started going through that process, that's a whole other layer of how we understand gender, right? So, look for it. Notice the aspect you're shying away from. See what you can learn from it. And then transmutation, we're going to talk about and dive into more of the details of the transmutation process today. So taking the negative part of it and turning it into something that fuels us. That's what I call transmutation. And Heidi demonstrated an aspect of that today. Competition, bad. I won't look there. It's harming me, and it's got to go in a dark corner, and it's harming my business and other things, but I didn't even know it. Then we watched it in Heidi become a springboard to have like all the support around her and so on. And what if we could do that with all parts of our life? And we'll get to that later in our retreat today. Okay. So notice it, play with it, look for the thing you're shying away from. Don't be afraid to dive into it, and then apply that transmutation process to see what gifts are there, like we saw in Heidi. To give you a starting place, Wendy? Okay. I'd love to hear from any one of you. What did you gain for you in that? So those are Wendy's questions, but anytime anybody's asking a question, we all benefit, myself included. You had me thinking about gender and had me thinking about testimonials and remembering, oh, right, I got to ask you for your stories, you know, like what's been happening to you, you know, and for you and with you, right? So one thing that is for you in this, who would like to share? What if, yeah, Heidi, thank you.
Yeah, I'm like writing down my thoughts as, thank you, Wendy. These questions were incredible. I think that the masculine feminine aspects are at the heart of a lot of the stories that we are telling ourselves all the time, and it's transparent programming. And I think like the competition was, you know, men do that, or that's a masculine thing. And, you know, so am I more uncomfortable diving into that piece of it if I'm haven't been brought up to do that? And it struck me, even the question about testimonials was absolutely related to the masculine feminine, because it's ask for what you want. And who does that better than men or women are, you know, as a stereotype, traditionally men ask for what they want and women take what they get, and they receive. And so the men give and the women receive. And I think that's a natural order of nature, giving and receiving, and it gets blocked and stuck sometimes. And am I comfortable asking for what I want? And then am I comfortable receiving what I get? And I need to be gracious and in flow both ways.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you, Heidi. I love that. And it brought to mind another example, and Wendy, you and I talked about this, but for the benefit of all of our community, leadership. I mean, you, Wendy, you've been stepping into such a leadership role. Each one of you, you are such a leader. And some of you know it more than in some moments than others. Some of you know it more than, you know, than others. You're stepping into it. Some of you are claiming it, right? But leadership, there's different ways to lead. And I did a 5-day intensive, it's called Ultimate Leadership Camp, with a company called Peak Potentials. And they're traditionally hyper-masculinized courses that I took, right? Mm-hmm. Very like, you know, but they had something very smart about leadership. And they talked about, I can't remember what they called the two different modes, but one basically cooperative, right? And one, hey, it's my way, you know, I can't remember what they called it, but we need both. We do need both. And we can go so far over into a cooperative and we have 100 people in a room and everybody needs to agree before things can move forward. And there's maybe one dissenting voice from somebody who's really off balance that day because bad things have just happened, and the 99 agree and nothing actually happens because that one person is dissenting and everyone has to agree and it takes a long, long time and we don't move things forward and people suffer, right? On the dark side of that side, and on the dark side of the other side, we know very easily, you know, it's dictatorship. It's, you know, my way or the highway. We know the challenge of that, right? But some of that energy of, if there's 100 people in a room and 99 are green, it's a cooperative group, but the one is dissenting, it's somebody who's the leader has the courage to say, we love you, we respect you, we're going to do this thing because we're going to try to help people, right? That we need to be able to flow between those different energies, right? And the more we're conscious of it, the more we can do that. Really good. Thank you. Beautiful. All right. By the way, we will have a break partway through. I didn't even tell you that at the beginning. I didn't tell you anything about the structure of the day. So we go from 12:30 to 4. I'm going to speak Mountain Time. And somewhere in the middle, we'll have a break, right? And if it's getting really late, let me see. By 2:15, let me see. When did we start? We start at 12:30. At 2:15, if we haven't had a break yet, somebody tell me we need a break, Michelle. Okay. What I would like to do, get underway and let you see what we've already been doing about opening, so that as we go into the break, you'll know what the central core of today's retreat is. Make sense? We've been already doing it. I just haven't spoken it in that language. And once I give you the framework, you'll go, oh, right, that's true. All right. That's what opening is. All right. So I know where my notes say I'm entering in, but I'm thinking about where we are in the room and where I want to enter in so you can hear it most easily. It's not my notes, it's this story, or this thing that I want to share with you. So our Allow series, it's an acronym. The O is opening, the W is Y. We'll do that next month. The O in Allow, it's about allowing things to come into our life. It's about allowing those old stories to go away that are inside us and allowing the new stories to thrive and flourish. We're gonna see pieces of that at Story Freedom for sure as well. And opening, this word came to me many, many years ago. I mean, Marie, you've been on campus since what, 2010? I was teaching it then, right? So how to say in a few words what opening is. Sometimes we push. Sometimes we think we got to get there all by ourselves. Sometimes we think, you know, I don't know, people do social media this way, I think, right? It's like, I got to do this. And it's like such a chore. And then I'm supposed to do that. And it's like pushing them, whether it's social media or getting your kid to bed at night or envisioning your company. Like sometimes we think we're all alone. We think that we've got to do it ourselves. We think that we got to push our way there. And just a, you know, quick glance through YouTube, you could look up motivational, not inspirational. I make a distinction between motivation and inspiration. Motivation is kind of like pushing, you know? You might like that word, but to me it's pushing. I'm going to motivate you. I'm going to push you off the cliff and you're going to do it. Inspiration is it bubbles up inside you. If I say something, it inspires you to something. I'd much rather be in the world of inspiration than motivation. So if you go over to YouTube and you just Google motivational videos, don't do it, right? But if you did, you can already envision what's going to be there, right? And sometimes it's, and here I'm going to probably descend to stereotypes because we've been talking about male, female. It's not in my notes. Here's how it's coming to me. There's going to be some big burly guy, you know, who I don't know, does push-ups all night long and only sleeps 1 hour a night. And I know I'm presenting a stereotype here, right? But you know what I'm talking about, that we got to push and we got to go there. And if we don't, our competition is, this is archetypally male, right? Our competition is going to get the best of us. And so, yeah, and you're falling behind. And if you've ever seen any kind of messages like that before in your work, around your family, anywhere in your life, raise your hand. We've heard that, haven't we? And it's one of the reasons we shy away from competition. One way Heidi's going, like, no way, because it's that archetypally male and like, you got to my way or the highway and all that kind of stuff, right? Well, there's a flaw in that thinking. It's like, in that thinking that we got to push our way there, in that thinking that we got to push a boulder up the hill, in that thinking that we're all alone and that if we're going to to-do list our way to our door number two. You know, door number one, what we don't want. Door number two, that life where we're actually actualized, where we're doing what we're meant to be doing on this planet. We think we're going to push our way there. And in my experience, it doesn't work that way. It just doesn't work that way. Because you see, there's something so much larger going on. It's like when Wendy is sending me a text about, you know, it's November 11th and that's about new beginnings. And then it's Diane's new beginning day. Like there's just like a magic in the universe. There's something bigger going on. We look at the trees growing. We look at the flowers growing. We look at the well-being of the planet. And sometimes we go, like, haven't you been around, Michelle? Don't you know all the bad things are going to happen? Let me listen, right? But the sun comes up every morning and the sky outside my window is blue and things just happen that we can't explain logically. But there's just something bigger happening here. And I'm not alone. I don't have to do it all alone. And when I know that there's something bigger than me, when I open to that, that's why this is called opening. There's many other reasons. We open to ourselves, we open to the possibility of something bigger. We open in many ways, right? But the core opening in this virtual retreat about opening is that we don't get there from the pushing. That there's a way that's so much easier when we really get that we are not alone on this planet, that some big greater force, whether it's higher self, creator, God, our intuition, a Buddha, Jesus, Mohammed, whatever you call that force, it doesn't matter to me what you call it, the law of attraction, that, you know, I don't know, whatever it is in your language, that's something bigger, that the highest and best in myself, right? The universe, the animated universe, what a spirit, source, energy, whatever you call that thing. It doesn't require any particular belief system. There are many belief systems in this room. I'm sure we all have our own personal way we look at the world. But there's something bigger going on. And when we actually notice that, not like head knowledge, Sometimes we do that like head knowledge, like, yeah, I know, but I got to push this boulder up the hill because if you've ever done that, yeah, I know there's something bigger, but I'm busy pushing this boulder up. Excuse me, raise your hand. I've done it. Anybody done that before? Right. So then we don't really know it, right? Four most dangerous words in the English language. I already know that. Because we shut down, we don't hear it. We're not going to hear something new here. It's ancient wisdom, but actually embodied, actually taken up, actually cellular. And when that happens, everything changes and it gets so much easier. The one who popped up in my mind right now is Mary Kay. And it was, you know, she's been around our community for a while, but when she first joined and she had that first high ticket sale that she never expected, right? Here's my ideal client and they want to pay me. And I just, you know, and it's like they came out of nowhere. I don't think she'd mind me telling the story. She's told it many times, right? They came out of nowhere and now they're asking, there's more than one of them. And I haven't even built the program yet. And, you know, and Mary Kay, but it was really hard. No, it was easy. You know, it's like, so when we hear stories like that, or Marie, and I know I'm going to be pointing to this story because I, you know, it's one of the stories that I turned to. I'll be talking about it, the story of freedom with Marie. The first time we did the high ticket virtual retreat, she's like, no, Michelle, I'm not going to create a high ticket program because I'm busy writing my book. Marie, don't mind if I tell this, you've given me permission countless times. Yeah, I'm busy writing my book. And then she accidentally makes $1,800. You know, like, it's just, there's something bigger going on, you know? And when we remember it and embody it, and when there's not this, well, yeah, I know that, but, right? And there's not these two little cells. Well, I know, but it doesn't work for me. Well, I know, these two little cells that are over here saying something different. And then we get torn apart, right? So it's a practice. When we actually get it, that we're really not alone. But I hope that, for instance, Diane had some little inkling of when we're all cheering for her as she walks into the room. I don't know if she felt it. I think she might have. It's a moment like that, right? Everything becomes so much easier. So, this opening half day virtual retreat is about how you have the wind at your back, how it can simply be easy, how you can also then aim for so much more than you thought you could. Well, this fits together with quantum leaps, okay? When we create your future story, we'll do that in December. We can aim for so much more because, you know, we aim for the ceiling and then we get upset because we either hit it or we don't, but we don't feel good. And we do that because we think we've got to do it alone and we push so hard. So we won't even let ourselves dream. And then we end up, and thank you for mentioning that, Diane, in the gray. We won't let ourselves dream because we have to push so hard and we have to think we have to do it alone. And we're in that negatively competitive world or whatever it is. And we're, you know, all these little, and we got to do the push-ups at 5 a.m. or not 5 a.m., like all night long. And if we sleep, something bad is going to happen. And all these disempowering stories. But when we know there's something bigger, we really actually know it in our bones. We have the wind at our back. It starts becoming so, so much easier. And here, you've heard me say this. Most of you have heard me say this before. But hear it in this context of the opening virtual retreat. Jack Canfield says 1 hour of work in the inner world is equivalent to 7 hours work in the outer world. 1 hour of work in the inner world is equal to 7 hours work in the outer world. Are we working too hard? So that inner world work, how can we reconfigure our inner world story? So that we know that we have that magic on our side. You were all nodding, you know it's there, but we forget. And then we get back into our workaday world, right? And so how can we reconfigure? So that's the aim. We want to reconfigure our inner world story to remember. It's not that we have to acquire it like it's new knowledge. It's actually a remembering. If that just intuitively makes sense to you, I just remember that there's something bigger. I have touched it, I'd just forgotten. Maybe I can't even touch it right now, but I'm remembering something maybe long forgotten. Raise your hand. Do you get what I'm saying? I just want to see if you've heard around the room, you're all hearing it. So it's not something that we have to manufacture or create or something outside of ourselves. It's innate to us. So we just need to remember, and we start telling stories of our past. Yvonne, can I point to one of yours that you're not telling anymore without even the details? Yvonne used to have a story about Brussels sprouts, the details of which don't matter. Some of you might've heard her story, right? Diane, you've heard her story, right? Not a helpful story. None of the wind at her back. It's like, just don't tell that story anymore. I don't often say, don't tell the story. Sometimes it's reshape it. Sometimes it's, you know, just don't tell that one anymore. Because there's many things that happened in the past. We can tell a different story about our past. We can tell a different story about our present. We can tell a different story about what's possible in the future then. All right. So there's lots of sunshine. I'm hearing this my alternate office here, which I love and I've been at, just the lighting's not very good. Oh, well, don't let that go. I guess it's just sun. It's like, there's that, you know, energy coming to us. Right? So I'm gonna leave it as is. All right, so. Common mistakes. I want to do some preemptive editor proofing. So editor, that's that voice inside that doesn't help us, those old stories, right? Like the voice inside Heidi that said, competition, bad, someone's going to get hurt, have to go away. You know, that voice was harming her. She didn't even know it was there, right? So I want to do what I call some preemptive editor proofing. So these are things that our editor will try to turn against us later on, you know, so that this doesn't work. And I'd rather just handle it now so it's smoother sailing. Make sense? So here's some preemptive editor proofing, some common mistakes about opening. Well, yeah, that's nice, but that's just kind of woo-woo stuff, or that's just kind of, you know, I don't know, is that law of attraction thing, or I'm not really religious, or I'm like, it's not really practical. And so, sorry, excuse me, I got to push my, get out of my way, I got to push my boulder. Right. So like, Don, I love your written center screen, like you're just laughing, right? Like, and how is it working? Right. You know, I've got to be practical. Get out of my way. I gotta push my boulder, you know. So we think it's not practical, but it's imminently practical. It's the other way that's not practical. It's the other way that's exhausting. It's the other way that doesn't work. This is imminently practical. Again, reference Jack Canfield, 1 hour of work in the inner world, 7 hours work in the outer world. Are we working too hard? And I'm not detecting it in this room, but again, the editor will do funny things. Kind of like, again, I'm going to point to Heidi. Heidi going like, there's so much moving so quickly. I think I have to stop. Like, she didn't want to be thinking that, but she was astute enough to notice that that was the thought that was arising in her, right? So it might not be our natural tendency to think this way, but it can still trip us up later. So let's just handle it now. All right. One, not practical. Well, how practical is pushing that boulder? How's that working? Right. How does it feel? It's lonely. Really lonely. Oh goodness. I want to get to that one because not because I want to, but because I can't not. My editor immediately said, don't say this next thing. And so what am I going to do? I'm going to say it. When the editor, that voice inside said, don't go there, that's not good, you can't say that, it's probably something important that our small self is trying to block, that voice inside that doesn't even belong to us. Don't compete, that's like Heidi's voice, right? Now, don't compete, it's not Heidi's voice, somebody else's voice. Don't brag on yourself, Marnie, that's bad, nobody will wait, right? You know, but those voices, okay? So when that voice speaks, it says, don't say it, it's good to say it. So, hang on, what was it? I lost it in the explanation. I lost it, but I'll get it back. Cause it's about my mom and you know, my mom, y'all know my mom passed away this summer. In September. And, when my mom was in so much pain, lung cancer is painful and the doctor was not listening. We all have moments like this. I didn't want to say it because it's so much on the dark side. It's so serious. Oh no, they won't hear me. Oh no, it'll take everybody to the dark side. No, I'm going to say it anyway. We have moments like that. I felt alone. I felt like, am I the only one? I was pushing. I started out by trying to, Yvonne, I know you know. I started out by trying to push a boulder, you know, by myself up a mountain. When we end up isolated, we think we're all alone and we lose our power. My mom's in pain. The doctor's not hearing it. They're putting a clysis in like a saline drip that her directive says not to. I'm tired. I've been with her for 54 hours straight. My brother and sister right now aren't here. I wish they were here, but they're busy and I don't feel good. And can you hear that? It's in me too. I'm not above any of this. I'm teaching this because it moves the needle, right? I'm in this too. But I mean, not like before. It's so much better now. I didn't stay there long, but I'm trying to say it happens to all of us. So in that moment, I didn't have power. And then I used all of the tools that we're learning here to help me remember that I wasn't alone, to help me remember that I have the wind at my back, to help me remember the daily miracles that happen. And I hope this story isn't too dark. I hope you're able to hear it. Are you still listening? Are you still with me? Because it's so important. I didn't want to tell it like this, but my editor said don't, and I'm going to trust it because I think you're going to remember this. Right? And I want you to know I'm not above this. It happens to us. So it's like, yeah, I already got that, Michelle. No, it's day by day and moment by moment. Okay. So the doctor was not listening to me. And he's like, she only needed two breakthrough meds. And he was looking at his chart. He's like, everything is fine. I'm like, yeah, I'm just like, you weren't with my mom last night. And again, I was feeling so alone. And then out of nowhere, he says, well, let's go have this conversation in front of your mom. And my mom was sometimes conscious. And sometimes by that time, we thought we'd never hear her voice again. And she woke up and she was completely and utterly her full self. And she was a nurse for decades. And she just gave him what for. So I said, you know, and he's like, well, tell us. I didn't want to say it for my mom. I'm like, we're failing my mom in terms of pain meds. We're failing my mom. And he said, and I'm sure that he was going like, she's not going to say that. You're just an overwrought daughter. So he turns to my mom and said, Marg, do you think that's true? And he's like, she said, well, yes. After what she described, she didn't remember what happened the night before. It was her worst pain the night before. And everything changed. I didn't know I was going to tell this story, but I can't. It's what came up. I trusted it. It's going to happen that we will forget. I forgot. And I've been teaching this for years. But I took a breath. I remembered that there's always help. There's always support. In this case, it came in the form of my mom. At that moment, she wakes up. It was one of the most lucid times I saw her all summer. She was in her full, she had her nursing shoes on. She was her full self. And he was like, everything changed. We don't know in what form it's going to come. But help comes. We are so supported. I live my life like a reverse paranoid. I forget to. The universe conspires to support us. It's one of my family's favorite stories now because they know my mom and how feisty she was. And you know, like she would not stand for that. And she was on the forefront of pain care in palliative care in the 90s. So it's like, she was fierce. Help is there, but it wasn't there when I was forgetting that I'm not alone and that the magic happens. So common mistakes, it's not practical. Now, another common mistake, I don't know what you're talking about. It doesn't have anything to do with my business. It has to do everything with every part of our business, every part of our lives, moment by moment, right? I already know this. I think I told the story to throw a wrench into the I already know it bucket, right? And especially if we're well-trained in internal arts, sometimes we even teach it or whatever it is, or we've been doing it for many years. Okay, I already know that. Teach me something else, Michelle. Or like, can we get on with this? Because I'm busy pushing my boulder. We go back. It's moment by moment. Do you know right in this moment how supported you are, how loved you are, how it's not just you, yourself here that's here, but something so much bigger? Are you knowing it right now, right? And that I already know it. We only know it when we're actually living it, when we're embodying it. And from that, we get results, but we don't do it for the results, right? This is the tricky part. We don't tap into that something bigger than us just to get results, because there's something sneaky about that. It's like, okay, universe, I know there's something bigger than me. I'm busy pushing my boulder up, but I'm going to give it a try. So show me, universe, that you've got my back, and I'll know that you had my back when I get this thing. And if I don't get this thing, you clearly didn't have my back. That's the kind of energy we're putting out there, right? It's from the Bhagavad Gita, you know, whatever your spiritual tradition, there's just some wise things, you know? It's one of the texts behind the yoga tradition, right? It's not my home, it's not my initial spiritual tradition, but they say some wise things. Do your duty, be unattached to the results, right? So not attached to what happens. Like Heidi, I said, we've been talking about this the whole time. Heidi just put it out there and invited 50 people, not attached to the results, but just trusting in the magic. And actually, that's a really good example, whether it's for bringing people to story freedom and then getting through that and transforming that story about competition, or and then translating that over into your own company and your own work, Heidi, right? Doing your duty and being unattached to the results, you can also look for, like Heidi, as you were asking them, how much did you know their own possibility? How much did you know that there's magic? How much did you know that many of them could come and all the right ones will come? And, you know, just like, how much are we in the knowing of that, right? So it's applicable to every single moment in our lives, right? Okay, so what I want to do from here, I think we'll go to a break now because it's been a fair chunk, and I think we could all use a break. We've covered a lot already. So here's what I want to do. I want to keep you just for about 2 more minutes because I want to give you some examples, other examples of that magic. And then over the break, I just want you to tap in and tune in. However you do, you're going to go for a walk, you're going to journal, you're going to do whatever, you know, raises your energy. You'll lie in Shavasana or do a meditation. I don't know. Take good care of yourself over the break, and don't go like, okay, universe, you're supposed to plug into me now. Where are you? Just be and be aligned and be in whatever makes you joyful. Don't go check your email, all right? And what I want you to be contemplating at this time is, have you ever felt like this? And I want to give you some examples of my life. From my life, I give you one example about my mom. My dad lost his wallet when I was a kid. The whole house was frantic. And I was supposed to be looking, I just sat downstairs. I didn't know why, but that's what I was inclined to do. And then I walked up the stairs, I opened the cupboard, I reached in and I grabbed his wallet. How did I know that? There was no logical way that I could know that. I just did. You've all had things happen to you, but we dismiss them, we forget them. We're busy pushing the boulder, right? There's one of them. I envisioned teaching a writing workshop years ago, but there was a bookshelf in the corner I knew. And so I knew it wasn't in that room. And then the teacher came in and said, by the way, we just started a rotating library. It's going to be in that corner. I'm like, oh, I'm supposed to teach here. It's like, you can't make this stuff up. Stuff like this, I know it happens to you, but we forget because we're so busy in our workaday world. Children know it, right? Another example. So you can get the different kinds of examples. You know, I knew that I'd be teaching in a studio and I could see what it looked like. And I printed off one in Montreal that I loved. And I think it was the next day or the day after that, I just went walking down the street. I didn't, because I was looking for a garage sale. Well, no, I wasn't looking for a garage sale. I saw a sign that said, go to a garage sale. And I never go to garage sales because I'm with my mom. But for some reason I was intrigued. And I went to the garage sale. I'm like, I don't really want anything there. And I looked up and there was a studio right by it. I walked into the studio and it looked like the one in Montreal. I taught there for a long time, you know, you can't make this stuff up, right? I saw my kitchen table. It was beautiful. It was gorgeous. It was expensive. There were students around it. I used to teach in my home, right? But before I did, I saw the table. And then just after that, one of the people that I did my yoga teacher training from, she says, I've got this $5,000 table and I want to sell it to one of you for $1,000. And anybody want to come see it? I'm like, that's my table. You know, it's beautiful. It's still in my dining room, right? I saw my apartment, the one I lived in before. I saw the pool. I saw what it looked like. There it was. I saw this place with the hot tub, you know, it's like, or the, you know, the jetted tub. I knew it was here, you know, when a different kind of moment like this, when Dana was born, just this knowingness, right? When Dana was born, I walked out in the backyard for the first time. We just brought her home. And I'd been living in that house for ages. And I looked at the tree. And I didn't know that the leaves were so bright. I didn't know that you could see all the details on the leaves. I couldn't wait to show her, and the world was just alive. Another time with Dana, the only car accident I've ever been in, and she was in the backseat. She was 7 years old. And I spun off the highway. The guy behind me was some trucker or something like that. And he's like, I don't know why you didn't roll. You should have rolled. If we'd have rolled, we'd have rolled into the oncoming traffic. We wouldn't have been here. And I don't know how to drive like that. But it was just kind of like skiing. It's like, and my sister, who is not at all religious, she's like, Mick, she calls me Mick, the angels were just with you when you're driving. I'm giving you different examples, you know. I wandered into a secondhand bookstore one day when I was supposed to be working on my PhD, and I found this document that's very rare, published like 3 decades before, like a tiny magazine. It was sitting there in the secondhand bookstore. It was a piece of research that was crucial for my PhD. I was goofing off at the bookstore, you know. Secondhand bookstore, I just bumped into a crucial resource. There's countless examples of all different types. If you hear what I'm saying, raise your hand. Y'all got this, right? Yeah, on the break, remember, bask in it and enjoy. You might be journaling, you might be walking, like I say, but take some time for yourself to rekindle this, to remember, to think of some times like that for you in your life where you know it's like, I am not alone here. I am just not, and there's something bigger going on. Make sense? That is your assignment. Sounds like homework, sounds like school. I don't mean that. This is your like home play. That, no, this is, I don't even want that right now. This is your thing that you get to do, you know. This is your, if we're not having fun, we're not doing it right. This is your fun that you get to do over the break. All right, so I know that's been a lot, so let's take a break until the half hour. Take some good time for yourself and watch how you're playing. Oh, you might be so tempted to just check for those text messages. You might be just so tempted to check those emails just to talk to that one person who might need you. Don't. We are building something here that is so beautiful for your life and your company and for door number two. Don't be tempted by the boulder pushers, all right? Tell them you, and if you need to blame me, that's okay. I'm sorry, I'm not allowed to talk to you. I don't mind being the bad guy, right? Take this time for yourself, like you did in meditation, like you did in Shavasana. Take this time deeply for yourself, and I will see you. Any questions? Your fun assignment. No, not assignment. Your what you get to do over the break. It should be get to do. If not, then find that inside yourself. This is like, wow, magic happens, right? Y'all know what that break is for. And just take good care of yourself. Okay, I will. I'm going to pause the recording. I will see you at the half hour. See you guys soon. Actually, I'll start a new recording next time for the second half. Thank you. We'll see you in a bit.